我们刚刚进入2020年。
We just entered year 2020.
盼望主给我们这个属灵的眼光2020。
And may God give us the spiritual eyesight 2020.
你知道2020是 perfect vision.
You know 2020 means perfect vision.
所以我们在这新的一年里面，求神赐给我们这个属灵2020的这个眼光。
So may God give us the spiritual vision of 2020.
今年我们的主题是今天的题目。
The theme for this year is the topic of today's preaching.
神的掌权。
The sovereignty of God.
所以。今年我们教会施工盼望都针对这个主题。
So may our church's ministry focus on this theme.
神的掌权。
The sovereignty of God.
那么首先让我们来看几段经文。
So let us look at several scriptures.
第一就是但以理书第四章第34到35。
The first one is in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verses 34 and 35.
但以理书第四章第三十五，日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的。他的国存到万代，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦阻他的手，或问他说：“你做什么呢？”
Daniel 4:34. But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar,raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth.And no one can ward off his hand or say to him, What have you done?
那么第二段经文是诗篇121篇第一到第五节。
Second scripture is Psalms 121:1-5.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动。保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边应庇你。
Psalm 121:1 I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip.He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
然后第三段经文是以赛亚书第40:25-26.
The third scripture is Isaiah 40:25-26.
那圣者说：“你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领处，他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。”
Isaiah 40:25. To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal? Says the Holy One.Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name, because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing.
然后第二节经文是启示录第一章第一节。
We continue on to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他必要快成的事，指示他的众人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John.
然后最后一段经文是耶伯记十一章第七到第十节。
The last scripture is the book of Job, chapter 11, 7 to 10.
你考察就能彻透神吗？你岂能尽情彻透全能者吗？他的智慧高于天，你还能做什么？生于阴间，你还能知道什么？其量比地长，比海阔。他若经过将人俱尽，遭人受审，谁能阻挡他呢？
Job chapter 11 verse 7. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than soul, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by or shuts up or calls an assembly, who can restrain him?
2001年9月11号纽约的世界贸易中心被这个恐怖分子用这个飞机撞毁。
2001-9/11, World Trade Center were destroyed by terrorists.
那么当时有很多人问，
At that time, many people ask,
为什么这件事情会发生？
Why would this happen?
那过后在华盛顿 DC 的国家礼拜堂举行了一个追思礼拜。
And so in Washington DC's National Chapel, there was a memorial service.
讲员戈培里牧师他讲了这句话。
The speaker, Reverend Billy Graham, said one thing.
他说我也不知道为什么会发生这件事情。
He said, I don't know why this happened.
但是我知道神在掌权。
But I know God is sovereign.
那2005年在印尼所发生的海啸。
In 2005, there's a tsunami in Indonesia.
然后使到20多万的人丧失了这个生命。
Over 200,000 people lost their life.
那同样的有很多人问这个问题。
In the same way many people ask.
为什么会发生这件事情？
Why did this happen?
那么今天在世界上各地所发生的事情
Today there are many things that happen around us.
无论是战争
Whether it is war
中东的局势
The situation in the Middle East
这个北韩的核子导弹
North Korea owning nuclear missile
伊朗想要拥有这个核子武器
Iran wanted to have a nuclear weapon.
俄罗斯最近拥有这个叫做 hypersonic 核子导弹。
And Russia recently have this hypersonic nuclear missile.
我曾经听过这个 supersonic 最近听到这个 hypersonic。
I have heard supersonic, and lately, actually, I have heard hypersonic.
还有在世界上我们看到等等的问题。
And we see all the problems around the world.
那使到我们心里感到不安。
It can cause unrest in our hearts.
那如果北韩、伊朗还有这个俄罗斯使用这个核子武器。
So if North Korea, Iran and Russia use these nuclear weapons.
必定会带来很大的灾害。
It will bring forth a lot of destruction.
那可能会导致这个第三次世界大战。
Or even cause the Third World War.
那身为神的儿女，我们对这些所发生的事情，或是将来所要发生的事情，有什么看法？
So as God's children, what is our, how do we look at these things?
那自从神创造天地以来，
Since God has created the world,
那么神的计划，包括他的救恩计划，已经显明在圣经的历史里面。
God's plan, including his salvation plan, was revealed in the Bible.
那圣经述说过去所发生的事情。
The Bible talk about what happened in the past.
那同时也提到将来要发生的事情。
And it also talk about what is going to happen in the future.
让我们看到神不仅掌管历史，掌管现在，他也掌管将来。
It allows us to see that God is in control of the past, the future, the present, and the future.
那么神的计划有一个开始，也有一个结束。
God's plan has a beginning, and it also has an end.
那么从圣经我们可以看到神的计划一共有四方面。
And so from the Bible, we can see that God's plan has four aspects.
那么第一就是神跟人的关系，神参与个人的生命。
First is that we can see God's relationship with people. He is involved in people's lives.
那么第二，神掌管世界一切的事情。
Secondly, we can see that God is in control of all that is happening in the world.
那么整个世界宇宙的运作都在他掌权之下。
The function of the whole world, the universe, is in his hands.
那么第三，神掌管将来。
Third, God is in control of the future.
那么最后，神的掌权是人没有办法测透的。
And lastly, man cannot fathom God.
那首先让我们来看第一点。
So let us look at the first aspect.
也就是神与人的关系，还有神参与个人的生命。
And it is God's relationship with people and how God is involved in personal lives.
那无论在旧约圣经或者新约圣经，我们看到神参与个人的生命。
Whether it is in the Old or the New Testament, we can see that God is involved in personal life.
那圣经记载了无数的例子，谈到神如何在个人生命的参与。
The Bible has given us numerous examples of to show us how God is involved in personal lives.
那神创造亚当跟夏娃之后，跟他们建立了一个关系。
After God created Adam and Eve, He established a relationship with them.
啊，根据创世纪第五章第二十二节到二十三节说。
So according to Genesis 5:22-23, it says,
以诺生马杜萨拉之后，与神同行三百年。并且生儿养女，以诺共活了365岁。
Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
那这段经文说明神跟以诺同行了300年。
So here in the scripture it says God walked with Enoch for 300 years.
我在神还没有以这个洪水来毁灭这个世界之前，
And before God destroyed the world with the flood,
他吩咐挪亚建立一只方舟来拯救他的家人。
He asked Noah to build an ark to save his family.
那神也呼召亚伯拉罕离开他自己的本乡。
God has also called Abraham to leave his own people.
往神指示他到要到的一个地方去。
To go to where God had told him to go.
那么神与亚伯拉罕立了一个约。
God established a covenant with Abraham.
啊，使到他的后裔好像这个天上的星星，地上的海沙这么多。
So that he will have descendants as much as the stars in the sky and the sand under his feet.
那除此以外，神也赐给他从这个埃及河到这个幼发拉底河大河之地的地方。
And besides that, God also has given him from the river of Egypt to
Euphrates.
Euphrates River to be to for him to own the land.
然后来, 亚伯兰的后裔, 他们, 移居到这个埃及地。
Later, his descendants moved to Egypt.
他们在那边生养众多, 然后因为人这么多, 使到巴老王感到害怕。
They grew and grew, and so the Pharaoh was afraid.
那因此巴老王就压迫他们。
So they pressured him.
那过后神 在旷野呼召摩西到埃及，把他们领出来。
So later, God called Moses in the wilderness to lead them out of Egypt.
我们也在旧约圣经里面，我们看到神兴起一个人叫做大卫。
And in the Old Testament, we also see that God raised up a person called David.
来建立这个以色列王国。
To establish the kingdom of Israel.
大卫去世之后，他的儿子叫做所罗门，成为这个以色列的王。
And after David passed, his son Solomon continued as the king.
所罗门不像他的父亲。
Solomon was not like his father.
以神为主。
Did not put God as priority.
他偏离了神的诫命，使到以色列人陷入在这个罪恶当中。
He left the way of God and led the Israelites, to go into sin.
那因着这个缘故，神兴起这个先知们来警告他们。
And because of that, God raised prophets to warn them.
那么当以色列国家灭亡之后。
And after the Israelite kingdom, came to pass.
那神没有忘记他的子民。
God did not forget his people.
那神继续的借着先知，比如说但以理、尼希米。 把他兴起传达给他们。
He did not forget them. He continued to raise prophets like Daniel and Nehemiah.
然后旧约这个时代结束之后,
and after the Old Testament concluded,
将近有400年的时间, 神似乎没有参与人的生命。
There were about 400 years span where God seems like he did not participate in man's life.
那么虽然如此, 这不代表神没有在掌权。
Even it, though it is, it doesn't mean that God is not in control.
那突然间在2000年前的时候,
and then all of a sudden, 2000 years ago,
神借着施洗约翰宣告说将会有一位救主临到这个世界。
Through John the Baptizer, he proclaimed a message that there is a going to be a savior who will be coming.
住在人中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
He will live among men to full of mercy and grace.
神成为一个人，住在人的中间。
God became man, live among men.
他与人同在。
He will stay with them.
目的就是要人看到他的荣耀，还有他的作为。
And the purpose is for man to see his glory and also his doing.
那同时把这个救恩带给世人。
And also to bring forth salvation to man.
那除了把这个救恩带给世人,
besides giving salvation to man,
这位创造天地的主成为一个人,
this creator God became man.
来到这个世上与人建立这个关系。
He came to earth, establish a relationship with man.
参与 个人的生命,
and he was involved in everyone's life.
面对面的跟他们谈话,
to talk with them face to face.
那这位道成了肉身的神,
this God became man.
主耶稣亲自教导来跟随他的人。
The Lord Jesus taught them personally how to follow him.
我们在马太福音第6章第25到29节记载了主耶稣对门徒的教导。
Here in Matthew chapter 6, 25-29, recorded Jesus' teaching to his disciples.
所以我告诉你们,不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么,为身体忧虑穿什么,生命不胜于饮食吗?身体不胜于衣裳吗?
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What do you eat or what you will drink? Nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不集储在仓里。 你们的天父啊，尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？你们哪一个能用私利使树多加一棵呢？
Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
啊，这位神不仅与人建立这个关系，还有参与个人的生命。
This God not only established a relationship with man, he also are involved in their lives.
啊，他还劝勉人不要为这个生活来忧虑。
He also encouraged men not to worry about themselves.
因为他必定会供应他们的需要。
Because he will, supply their need.
那同样的，这位神也劝勉我们不要为这个生活来忧虑。
And similarly, this God also ask us not to be anxious about our lives.
因为他必定会看顾我们。
Because he will take care of us.
供应我们的需要。
And he will supply what we need.
啊，从我自己个人的经历。
From my personal experience.
我看到神的信实。
I have seen God's faithfulness.
我也体会到这位神是掌管一切的神。
And I've experienced his sovereignty.
我们在2000年的时候，我辞去我的工作。
In the year 2000, I left my job.
啊，带了我的家人来到这个美国念神学。
And I brought my family here to go to seminary school.
然后在那个连着，虽然没有很确定的经济来源。
During those days, even though I do not have a steady income.
然后我看到神如何供应我们的需要。
I saw how God supplied what we needed.
啊，使我们没有任何的缺乏。
So that we did not lack anything.
所以诗篇121篇第一到第五节说。
So in Psalm 121 verses 1 to 5 it says.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come?
我的帮助从这个创天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打顿。
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
保护以色列的也不打顿，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你的右边应庇你。
Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
所以当我们仰望这位创造天地万物的神。
So as we wait upon this creator God.
他必会保护我们。
He will protect us.
使我们安稳在他的荫庇之下。
So that we'll be safe under his shadow.
那么第二，这位神不仅参与个人的生命。
So not only does this God involve himself with man's life.
啊，第二点就是世上所有的事情，整个宇宙的运作都在他的掌权之下。
Secondly, God is in control of the whole universe.
以赛亚书第40章第25到26节说。
Isaiah 40 verses 25 to 26 says.
他说，那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出，他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see, Who created these? He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing.
那这段经文说明这个天地、这个宇宙是神所创造的。
So this scripture told us that the universe is created by God.
那一切被创造的都在他的掌权之下。
All who are created is under his control.
创世纪第一章第一到第三节说,
Genesis verse, chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 says,
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，幽面黑暗。 他的灵运行在水面上，神说要有光，就有了光。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
约翰福音第一章第三节说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是他造的。
John 1:3 says, "All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made."
所以这两处经文说明，万物、世界、宇宙是神所创造的。So
these two scriptures tell us the universe, all things, everything was created by God.
无论是天上、地上，一切的都是神创造的。Whether
it is in heaven or on earth, everything is created by God.
有一首诗歌，我想儿童们都会唱。
There is a song that I think all children knows.
我的神很大又强大。
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty.
没有任何的东西我的神不能做。
There is nothing my God cannot do.
那大山是神的。
The mountains are his.
山谷是他的。
The valleys are his.
星星也是他亲手造的。The
stars are his handiwork too.
我想做父母们，你有小孩子，应当教导他们唱这首诗歌。So
if you have young children, parents, teach them this song.
有不少的科学家，特别是天文学家，看到神的创造，后来信了耶稣。
There are quite a few scientists, especially the astronomers, saw the creation and trusted in God.
这个宇宙很有系统。
This universe is orderly.
而且按照它的规律运作。
And they work under an order.
没有任何的差错。
There is no mistakes.
这些科学家、天文学家，他们承认这个宇宙有一位创造主。
The scientists, the astronomers, declare that there is a creator.
并且掌管这个整个宇宙的运作。
And he is in control of the order of universe.
所以在传道书第一章第五到第七节说。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 5 to 7.
日头出来，日头落下，既归所处之地。风往南花，又往北转，不住地旋转。 而且返回转行沿道，江河都往海里流，海却不满，江河从何处流，乃归还何处。So
it says, the sun rises and the sun goes down, and hastens to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Around and around goes the wind, and on its circuit the wind returns. All streams run to the sea. But the sea is not full, to the place where the streams flow, where they flow again.
江河都往海里流，海却不满。你有没有想过这个问题？
All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. Have you ever thought about that?
以前我在大学有念这个所谓叫做什么学，我忘记了哈，hydrology。
When I was in college, I had a course. I think it's called astrology.
Hydrology.
Hydrology.
这个水上去，然后下来，水又上去下来，一个循环。
So there is like a circuit where the water goes up, comes down, and it repeats itself.
所以这个宇宙的运作和大自然的操作，说明一位创造的天地的主在掌权。
So the order of things in the natural world tells us that there is a creator God who is in control.
一个城市他们的交通系统啊很有规律，是因为有无数的交通灯在啊操控。
In a city, traffic goes smoothly and it's because there is a numerous number of traffic lights that controls the traffic.
那如果这些交通灯失灵的话，
If the traffic lights go out of control,
啊，将会造成整个城市的交通系统进入一个混乱的状况。
It will cause mass confusion of traffic.
那么交通灯的运作还有这个交通系统不是偶然的。
So the, the traffic lights and how the traffic goes around is, did not just happen.
啊，是人设计的。
It is someone who designed it.
那同样的这个宇宙的运作还有这大自然的操作。
Similarly, how the universe, works.
不是偶然的。
It is not an accident.
是有一位创造主在掌控。
There was a creator God who is in control.
天没有掉下来是因为神在掌权。
The heaven didn't fall is because God is in control.
那第三，神的掌管，神不仅掌管过去现在，他也掌管将来。
Thirdly, God is not only in control of the past, the present, but also in control of the future.
那圣经不仅谈到这些过去所发生的事情。
The Bible tells us about what happened in the past.
啊，圣经也谈到将来要发生的事情。
The Bible also talks about what will happen in the future.
那圣经里面还有不少的预言还没有被应验。
There are quite a few prophecies that has not come to pass yet.
啊，比如说在但以理书后一半，就是第七章到第十二章。
In the later part of the book of Daniel, chapter 7 through 12.
啊，在马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
还有整本启示录。
And the whole book of Revelation.
啊，这些经文都谈到将来要发生的事情。
The scripture talks about what will happen in the future.
神将会按照这些预言实行他的计划。
And God will establish what is going to happen according to his plan.
啊，我们看到这个图片，这些是将来要发生的事情。
So you see here, the graph tells us what is going to happen in the future.
我们知道主耶稣要来是将来要发生的事情。
We know the return of Jesus is something that will happen in the future.
那将主耶稣要再来的时候，圣经告诉我们将会有七年的大灾难。
So before Jesus came, the Bible told us that there will be 7 years of tribulation.
那么在七年的大灾难之前，所有得救的基督徒将会被提到天上去。
And before the start of tribulation, there will be the rapture of the church.
然后这个大灾难结束之后，耶稣就降临。
And after the end of tribulation, Jesus will return.
同时我们也知道将来会有一个大战争。
And we know that in the future there will be a great battle.
这个大战争就是哈米基多顿大战。
This great battle is called the battle of
Armageddon.
Armageddon.
这个大战争将会在以色列这个地方。
And it will happen at the land of Israel.
所以今天我们看到中东的局势。
So as we look at the Middle East situation,
那最近如果你看新闻的话，
So if you look at the news recently,
美国跟伊朗的关系，
The relationship between the United States and Iran,
是否会引起战争，我们还不知道，等一下再看吧。
Is it going to cause a war? We do not know. We just have to wait and see.
那我们知道这个主耶稣再来之后，然后在地上设立这个一千年的国度。
We know that as Jesus returned, he will establish the kingdom of the millennium.
那过后他将会施行这个白色大宝座前的审判。
And after that, he will begin his great white throne judgment.
那么所有不信耶稣的人，连同撒旦，还有些假先知、敌基督，将被扔在这个火湖里面去。
So all of the non-believers, including Satan, the false prophets, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
然后神将会预备一个新天新地给那些得救的人。
And God will then prepare a new heaven and earth for those who are saved.
所以在神这个计划当中，大部分的事情已经过去了。
So in God's plan, most of that has already come to pass.
那根据圣经的预言，我们是活在这个末世的时代。
According to the prophecies of the Bible, we are living at the end time.
那换句话说，主耶稣要来的日子很临近了。
In other words, the return of Jesus is really close.
那如果你张开眼睛看今天的局势，
If you open your eyes and look at what is happening around you,
然后你看圣经所说的征兆，
And you look at the signs given by the Bible,
真的告诉我们主耶稣要来的日子很靠近了。
It tells us that Jesus' return is very close.
那虽然如此，主耶稣曾经在约翰福音第十四章给我们勉励。
Even though Jesus have given us an encouragement in John 14:1-3,
他说：“你们的心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me."
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare you, to prepare a place for you?
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来见你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
这个是主耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is a promise from our Lord Jesus.
有一天他将会再来把我们带到他所预备的地方去。
One day he will return to bring us to where he has prepared for us.
将来在神的手中。
The future is in God's hands.
有一首诗歌，歌名叫做《我知谁掌管明天》。
There is a hymn. It's called I Don't Know About Tomorrow.
这首诗歌的歌词说，我不知道明天如何，每一天只为主活。
Actually, the name of the hymn is I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. And it says, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live for day to day.
我不借明天的阳光，因明天或不晴朗。
I don't borrow from sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray.
我不要为将来忧虑，因我信主应许。
I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said.
我今日要与主同行，因他知前面路程。
And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead.
然后这个副歌说，有许多未来的事情，我现在不能测透。
And the refrain said, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand.
但我知道谁掌管明天，我也知谁牵我的手。
But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
是的，我们不知道明天如何。
Yes, we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们知道谁掌管明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
所以我们看到神的掌权，第一，神参与个人的生命。
So you can see the sovereign with the sovereignty of God, God is involved in our lives.
然后第二，他掌管世界一切，所有的世界的运作都在他的掌权之下。
Secondly, he is in control of the universe.
那将来，第三，将来也是在他的掌管之下。
Thirdly, the future is in his hand.
那么最后，神的掌权是人不能够测透的。
And lastly, God's sovereignty is something that man cannot fathom.
我们知道神是掌权者。
We know that he is a sovereign God.
可是有不少的事情我们不能够明白和测透。
But there are a lot of things that we do not understand and we cannot fathom.
当约伯经历到这个苦难的时候，
When Job was suffering,
约伯不能够明白他所经历的。
Job could not understand what he's going through.
为什么一个好人会得到这样的一个报应？
Why would a good man suffer like that?
当我们遇到苦难的时候，
When I face suffering,
或者一些不如意的事情临到我们的身上的时候，
Or maybe there are some things that we do not expect happen to us.
那可能我们会问同样的问题。
Maybe we'll ask the same question.
为什么这些事情会临到我的身上？
Why would these happen to me?
叶伯的朋友尝试回答这个问题。
The friends of Job tried to answer the question.
他们认为叶伯受苦是因为叶伯罪的缘故。
They think that Job was suffering is because of his sin.
那可是他们不真正明白他的原因。
But they did not understand the real reason.
叶伯为什么要经历这么大的苦难？
Why did Job have to go through all this suffering?
所以《叶伯记》第十一章第七到第十节说
So in Job chapter 11 verses 7 to 10 it says
他说你考察就能测透神吗？你岂能尽情测透全能者吗？
Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty?
他的智慧高于天，他还能做什么？生于阴间，你还能知道什么？其量比地长比海阔，他如经过将人俱尽，遭人受审，谁能阻挡他呢？
It is higher than heaven, what can you do? Deeper than soul, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes through and imprisons and summons the court, who can turn him back?
生命记二十九章二十九节
Deuteronomy 29:29
很容易记的一节经文
It's a very easily memorizable verse
如果以后你不明白一些事情
If in the future you don't understand something
你就去看生命记二十九章二十九节
Then look at this verse Deuteronomy 29:29
隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们神的唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们的祖孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切事。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
所以隐秘的事情我们不需要知道。
So the secret things we do not need to know.
我们需要知道的就是遵守耶和华的律法。
The things that we need to know is to follow God's word.
在以赛亚书第五十五章八到九节说
Isaiah 55:8-9 says,
耶和华说我的意念非同你的意念我的道路非同你的道路天怎么高过地照样我的道路高过你的道路我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以当叶伯经历这个苦难之后
So after Job, went through his suffering,
他没有完全明白神的作为。
He did not understand completely God's doing.
但是他知道神在掌权。
But he knows that God is sovereign.
所以在叶伯记42章第3到5节说
So in Job 42 verse 3 to 5
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge?
我所说的是我不明白的。
Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand.
这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看到你。
Hear and I will speak. I will question you and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear.But now my eyes sees you.
人是很有限的，没有能力明白神的，完全明白神的作为。
Man is limitless, is limited, and so cannot understand God's doing.
那虽然如此，神仍然在掌权。
Even though it is so, God is still in control.
一切所发生的事情都在他的掌权之下。
Everything that happened is in his control.
然后在这新的一年，盼望我们有一个新的开始。
So in this new year, I hope that we have a new beginning.
让这位创造天地的主成为我们生命的主宰。
May this Creator God become our personal God.
让他来掌管我们的生命。
Allow him to be in control.
让他来掌管我们的财务。
Allow him to be in control of our wealth.
让他来掌管我们的将来。
In control of our future.
还有我们的心思意念。
And our thoughts and our minds. Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message. As we enter into this new year,
让这位创造天地万物的主掌管我们的生命。
May this Creator God be sovereign.
让他成为我们生命的主宰。
May he become the Lord of our lives.
因为他是可以信靠的。
Because he is trustable.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
让把我们的生命交在他的手中。
May we give our lives to him.
天父求你掌管我们的生命。
Heavenly Father, please have control of our lives.
也求你帮助我们愿意让你来掌管。
And help us to be willing to allow you to have the control.
在这新的一年里面，求你增加我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith in this new year.
让我们更加的信靠你。
Help us to trust you more.
也使我们更像主耶稣。
Help us to be more like Jesus.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.